If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. Today I'm sharing a classic episode with you. It's kind of hard to dig back when we have so many great episodes, so this is one I thought would either be fun to reshare or maybe it was extremely popular and had a lot of downloads. Either way, I'm here to share it with you right now. Enjoy. Hey guys, Sweet Kim is back with me and we're just chatting today. We talked about Etsy, so go check out that episode just a week or so ago. So we were just talking about all the Etsy things because Sweet Kim is my Etsy coach now in Design Suite. It's been amazing and awesome. Today, we do not have a topic. We're just going to chat, although I already know where we're going to start. Last spring, Sweet Kim and I got dug in and started talking about Austen Land, Jane Austen, all the things, which led Sweet Kim, myself, and we have another sister. Well, we have two other sisters, but we have another sister, Yanny. We all very, very much like Jane Austen stuff and Austen Land and that kind of thing. And so we were like, oh my gosh, we heard that there's this thing in Utah. So we are in Utah. Yanny's not. And we were like, Yanny should go.
I'm so sad.
Yeah. It's like the girl in California found the thing that we, yeah. it was called Regency Retreat. And we were like, okay, let's check it out. We're like, we should all go to this. This looks amazing. Well, it didn't post. And finally in August, it posted. And I was like, are we going to do this? And Sweet Kim was like, no.
I'm like, no, I'm not doing this. And Yanny's like, I want to come, but I can't. And I'm the one who told you about it, Karina. And Karina's like, oh, I'm going. And Karina all of a sudden was marcoing us. Josh is dressed up to the nines.
Like, Josh is my husband.
Costume. Yes. And Karina's like, look at this dress and look at this dress. Now I'm going to put a feather in my hair. And like, it's hilarious. So if you got to watch those on her, Instagram feed.
Oh yeah. I showed a final and there's like a set of highlights. If you want to like hear kind of like see us doing all the different things, but what you guys didn't see is that our main mode of communication amongst the sisters is Marco Polo. And for 2 months, all I did, it was like a dress up thing. I would just show up. I'm not afraid of dressing up. I dressed up in multiple different outfits.
We know, Karina. We know. We can tell on your Instagram, like Halloween and stuff. She's like, I'm Snow White. I'm like, what is she doing? I don't know.
I don't feel like I dress up that much for Instagram. You guys don't know the real Karina. I do dress up for Design Suite. So like in the month of October.
That's what it was.
Yeah. In the month of October so I do this thing that we never talk about. Like if you do the free training and you learn about Design Suite, because I talk about it there and what we do, there are all these things in Design Suite we never talk about because it's kind of like a, we don't talk about Bruno, no. No, it's really like, really what it is we just do so much stuff. Like we just do stuff. Like when you come into our program, my program, we're just in it to win it. And so I do these things called Thursday trainings in the community. They're a video and they're usually like uplifting and more like motivating and talking about worthiness. But also sometimes like the month of November, I literally had a big whiteboard and pad up and was teaching people all sorts of stuff. But anyway, I dressed up. That was a long thing to say. I dressed up every week. Every week.
Yes.
I dressed up every week.
It was so fun to see, honestly. And she dresses up on Marco for us, basically, when she does those things. Anyway, so we see her dress up a lot. But the Regency Ball, though, I mean, that was another level. Like, that was very exciting, very fun. And then the fact that she got Josh to dress up totally in period clothes, like, what? Yanny and I were both like, we could never make our husbands. Our husbands wouldn't do that. They wouldn't go to it.
I think Jared would. I think we could get Yanny's husband too. We don't think we can get Steve too. Like if Steve an outfit and tailored it to him, would he put it on and come?
Nope. I don't think he would. Maybe if Jared and Josh were both there and he had like support, but no, I don't think so.
You should have seen the room.
He would not dance with me even normally.
Like some of them
dance with that, like her and everything.
That was the best part. The dancing was the best part.
dancing. Oh, it was beautiful.
Listen, the room of men, it was hilarious because some of them very much were like, okay, I'm going along with this. I'm doing this. And some of them were like, how am I here? Like I was just like, did she make you dress up? And he's just like, he just kind of rolls his eyes. Like, here I am. It was great.
Well, you guys, Karina did such a good job posting on Instagram and doing everything that if you missed this year's Regency Ball, like watching Karina dress up, you get to watch it next year. You get to watch it next year because Karina actually, didn't you win like a free one for next year or something?
I did. I won a free ticket because I dressed up again, so good.
So good. So maybe Yanny will make it to this one. Yanny and Jared. Well, if then, not, maybe I'll go with Yanny and Yanny will be my date.
Why don't you come with Steve? Can we incentivize Steve? Could we send the boys on a fun World Cup, something or other trip? I don't know. Something. In order to make them come. Is there like a BYU game or a Real Salt Lake game or something so that if they came into town, the boys could go do to make up for this? I don't know. We're talking about this on this podcast episode. You guys are going to want to follow up to kind of figure that out. Anyway, it was so fun. And here's the thing I think really about it for me. Okay. It does tie into design because I did end up sewing like the top part of the dress. So, okay. Originally I bought this really bright peach dress and Yanny and Sweekum were both like, we're blinded. You guys did not like that dress.
It was fine. It was fine. Anyways, it's all good. Cause Karina will just return it and order another one and try out another
I
one.
Kept
for us, so.
Oh, I kept
it. Oh, you did?
I kept it because I thought it was no this I'm year not. I'm not because yes. I think I'm gonna sew my dress from scratch this year.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm considering it anyway. So what I did was I had a white, like the white dress underneath was a piece I bought from Amazon, and then I bought like a white lacy thing that was long sleeved and like a long dress, but it wasn't a real dress. It was just like a layer that you could put on another dress or not at all. I think it actually was in the lingerie section. It didn't look like it.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
It didn't look like it.
No, it didn't look like it. You looked not like you were wearing lingerie.
So instead what I did was I cut off the sleeves. I cut the dress skirt piece and added like lace to the edges. I cut the collar. So we can't get over the fact that it was under the lingerie section.
It was really pretty. She pulled it off. I had no idea. None of you had any idea.
Okay, if now you're on YouTube, what I'm hoping our video editor do, we'll put up a picture so you can see what the dress looks like. Okay. So you can see it's not lingerie, but if you look at it,
it was so pretty.
You're going to be like, oh, that's intriguing. Okay. Anyway, so I cut the thing up, added lace to it, all the things. Okay. And I really loved it. And I wasn't going to wear a feather in my hair, but you know who very much encouraged the feather? You know who did.
It's Yanny. What? It's Yanny.
Yanny. Our sister Yanny.
Oh
she gets on it's Marco. She was like, yeah, I was going to say, she gets on Marco and she's just like, where's your feathers, Karina? I need some feathers. If you're not wearing feathers, then. And she just kind of goes off about it. And I just was like, I guess I'm
Karina found feathers. The biggest feather she could and stuck it in her hair.
I actually got several, but it just felt like a little overkill. Like, I was just like, ooh, lots of feathers. All right.
It was perfect.
Okay,
was
so this good. All relates to design and creativity. How? I really believe, and you guys, you've heard me talk about this before, that part of getting your creative mojo is by doing crazy things or doing different things, things you've never done before. And I had never done anything like this before. And while it was for sure, like, I was like, this is going to be fun. I didn't have time to sew a full dress, which you guys know I would love to sew a full dress. I didn't have time for it. So I like kind of got creative, got crazy. And then that night was so fun. And seeing everybody in their different outfits was super inspiring. It made me want to design and create more. And I just think we should be going out of our way all the time to do different things. If we do different things in our lives, we think differently. What do you think about that?
I love it, Karina.
Because like, I don't
and
agree.
That was a rhetorical question for your audience, but I do. I love it. And I agree. I'll be your audience.
Okay, so voice. Well, here's my question, Sweekim. Do you do anything out of the ordinary ever? Sweekim's pretty. Mm-hmm. And you have little children right now.
I'm very different than Karina. Karina's really fun, you guys. You guys know that. She is so fun. But I see her do, you know, what is it called on Marco 2 where you do this design cast Earth? I don't know what that's called.
Another secret. Should we tell them the secret?
I'm sorry. Was I not supposed to say that?
No, you can't.
But I see her. My point is I see her do things and then she shares things and I'm on that. I don't know why, but it's fun. It's fun to watch Karina travel and do all the things.
Because you're part of my company? Because you're an actual coach in my company?
Oh, okay. That's why.
On it.
I just want to talk to you when you mark on me personally, not to the whole world, Karina. Okay. I don't like sharing you.
Let me explain. Let me explain to you guys what this is, because it's also secret. So we told you the Thursday trainings are kind of secret. This is the other secret thing we kind of do. That's always a surprise when people come in, but it won't be a surprise for you if you're listening and you come in. Yeah. We have this thing called Marco Polo Sharecast, and you get the app and you can get the link and it's in Design Suite. And then you can link up and hook up to my special Marco Polo feed. And what I do is it kind of started last year, almost a year ago now. I went to Paris and I wanted to take everyone into the Musée d'Orsay with me and show them all the Toulouse-Lautrec stuff, because I wanted to talk to them about the transition from fine art to marketing and commercial art, where designers really came from. We were really called commercial artists before that. And so I wanted to show them all those transitions, take them through the book, show them inspiration. Anyway, it became a thing. Everybody loved it. So then I took them to the Met at New York in July. And now I'll just go on once in a while if I'm working on a big design project and show people design stuff I'm doing, or if I see great typography, I'll just post it to there. And so it's just kind of a secret feed. And when I go on a big trip and I go into a museum and I want to do some art history, we do it. So it's just like not
inspirational though. It's really cool because she just shares stuff that she sees that she's like, this is fabulous, this is amazing, this is the texture, this is whatever, and she'll share like design knowledge and stuff as she's talking about it and showing you. But I think that's a really cool aspect of your company that you do. That's just a little bit extra. That's kind of fun. But I agree, like going outside of yourself, seeing other things, like you just need to draw a little bit of inspiration and all of a sudden you'll get a whole line of it, a whole category, a whole, I don't know, whatever it is that you're designing. So
yeah,
I think it's really great.
It's super fun. Design Suite is like, you know, especially if you've done the free training, those of you who've done the free training and you're like, you had either a fast action or an enrollment period and you had the chance to come into the program, just know that wasn't your only chance. We will open up another enrollment for you. And by the way, if you want to see that free training, it's just KarinaGardnerCourses.com/free training. And you can go, it's like an hour and a half long. I talked to you about the three secrets that I've seen in the industry that people aren't telling other people that I know to be true. And then I tell you about Design Suite and what we do in our program, why we are so different than any other program out there. I mean, we are the only design program that I know of that has a full on Etsy coach. I don't know another program that's like, we just do things differently because we know what makes money. Sweekim and I have been doing, Sweekim, how long have you owned your business?
10 years now.
Yeah, mine's 15 years. And we both have just made so much money that a couple of years ago when I decided to start this, I was like, I mean, I make a lot of money as a designer. I wonder if I can teach other people to make a lot of money as a designer. And so we just do things differently than any other program out there because
we built it all from scratch before she ever even thought about coaching. You know, like you lived it, you made the money, you proved all your theories in working and testing and whatever. Like same for me, like I tested over and over again. I've opened so many shops. Like, you know what, now you can actually teach because you have the credentials behind you and the experience and you've actually made the money. You're not just walking in, you know, pretending to be a coach and not really knowing anything.
Well, and neither of us had ever had any intention of teaching. Like, really, we're just running our businesses because these are our careers, right? I'm so glad I decided.
Bread and butter. Yeah.
I'm glad we both decided to teach, though, because I will say the beauty that comes from teaching is you remember the things that you did right and you want to do it more. So it's like my design business keeps getting bigger, and we actually have bigger plans, crazier plans coming up in the next year or two. You're going to see not just Design Suite has already exploded, but you're going to see other aspects of our business growing in ways that other people would never guess. It's insane. I see the trajectory of what we're doing, and it like blows my mind, but it's partially because I'm teaching. And so I remember what I do right, and then I implemented it myself in my own business. We are definitely not a business where, like, you know, those like business coaches out there who are teaching people to run businesses, but like, that's their business.
Yes. And it's like, they've never actually made six figures doing an actual business outside of what they're trying to do and coach it. And I'm like, how are you qualified then to teach me how to whatever, right? Like, but what we both do is we've proved it long before Karina ever started coaching or anything, you know? And that's what's totally different is you won't find someone who's had the experience, who's had the lines, who's had the whatever, and then decided to go into coaching years later.
I think the other thing that's the differentiator is I believe every single person who comes into our program can make a lot of money. Every single person. There are other programs out there that they, it's almost like DIY. Like, you come into the program or the course and they do not believe you will get the fabric contract. They do not believe you're going to ever get a line. They don't believe, they're just going to teach you. It's going to be some education. But your hope and dream is to do the X, Y, and Z. That doesn't line up. They're like, they're just there to teach you the thing and like, good luck. Hope it works out for you. Whereas everyone who comes into our program, we definitely do not tell people they can get a fabric contract because we know that's not where the money is. Instead, we tell them, we know we can make you make money as a designer and live your dreams out to like the biggest possible dream you want it to be. It just takes time. And we're not liars about that. We just like, it's a reality check. This is what we can teach you to do so that you can live out your dreams right now.
Yeah, I agree. And the whole, I mean, it goes back to experience though, like because Karina's had the fabric line, she sold on X, Y, and Z site and X, Y, and Z site. And you know, all the places she knows where she gets her income. So then she can share it with you guys. So it's like more of a roadmap and then like handholding along the way. I'm going to teach you the skills, but I'm not going to drop you. I'm going to teach you to go apply here, here, here. There's other opportunities over here. And like honestly, like we're both idea people on so many levels that like sometimes when we get talking to, even when she jumps on Etsy, like we have so many ideas. It almost like it's too much probably for some people because it's like, you could do this. You can make six figures doing this. Why don't, oh my gosh, someone should take that idea. That's one, take it and run. Like someone needs a solid idea on that. Like just pick your thing and focus. But anyways,
our
program is awesome because she just lays it all out for you because she's done it all.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
My wheelhouse.
Well, the coolest thing is to like, Sweet Kim and I are both implementers. So even if we have a great idea, we had a great idea a couple of weeks ago, within that time period, we hired someone to help us do it. And we've started already implementing. It's going to take a while to do, but it's like, we just like immediately I got my team on board and was like, here, let's get going and do it. That's the kind of attitude you guys need to have. Mm-hmm. If you've got, because so much of what you're missing is usually just knowledge. Like you just don't have the information to move forward.
A question answered and it like is paralyzing to you. And it's like, if you could just get that question answered of where you should go or what idea to start with or where to apply or whatever, like you just need that one push, that one little question answered. And it's like, Karina will literally answer that question for you. And then it's like, you just move forward full force. And you'll find within the program, there's so many ideas, so many different ways you can go to build your revenue. And so that's what's so exciting is I do that within Etsy. Karina does it within the world of design and stuff. But like, we have the same visions, but like my world is just Etsy and hers is
the design world. But it all works together, right? Because it's all about accessibility at the end of the day. Yeah. It's about accessibility. And that's what the program does. Before the program, where would you go to get those answers? You would go maybe try to see if a friend knew, or you would maybe tag someone on Instagram and hope they would help you or join a Facebook group. Guess what? My designers have been telling me how little they can get out of a Facebook group. They'll be like, how much, like what does terms mean when I'm trying to get a distributor for a sewing pattern? And they're like, no one will tell me. And I'm like, oh, I'll just tell you. This is what it means. And this is what you need to do. And here's how you set up your contract. It's like, we've done so much. Both of us have done so much in the industry that someone comes to us with a very technical question or a very like, I want to do this. And we'll be like, well, this is a bad idea. This is why. Or this is a good idea. And this is why. This will make you money. And this is why. We just know because we've been doing it.
Too. Yeah. Like yeah. Karina's very honest too. Like she'll just tell it as how it is. And I think that's very appreciative. You don't want to go down the wrong rabbit hole and not be able to make money where it's like, oh my gosh, I have this dream of being a fabric designer or blah, blah, blah. And it's like, that's not going to pull you in a full-time income. Love the idea. Let's keep that, but let's do other stuff too. And so she helps you like diversify your income as well. And anyways, it's fantastic, but I do the same thing. I have lots of different streams of revenue and anyways, it all adds up.
It all adds up. I do. I think the hardest thing is getting distracted because I'll watch Sweekim on those Etsy meetings or that one that I hopped on and we're like, yeah, we should all be making this. We should all be making that. Like I see someone making a lot of stuff and I'm like, why am I not doing that? Oh, because I don't have time because I'm telling everybody else to do it. But like, don't you like you get on your like,
oh yeah. I get so excited. I still get so excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, maybe I have time to make this shop next year. I have all sorts of ideas and inspiration and blah, blah, blah. So I do the exact same thing. Well, but I think that's so great. Like what like the coaching program really offers, like your coaching program and stuff too, is because like some people on the flip side, they just need a little motivation. They just need someone to say, yes, that's a good idea. And you're like, okay, that's all I needed to know was this would actually make me money. And I have full ideas and a full, you know, business in mind, anyways, and brand and everything. And they just need a little push to be like, yes, go for it. And it's like, that's all I needed.
I know. And well, here's the thing. Not all things work. That's the thing. People don't really, not all things work. So you've got to test try a lot of things. Like, so I might be like, okay, we see this happening over here. People are making this and you're putting design work up and it's just like, it's only making a little bit. Okay. Do that for a little while and start this shop over here or go open a shop over here or do a whatever. Like, that's the thing. It's all trial and error. But like, if you're doing enough of it, you will get it figured out.
I agree. Your first idea is probably going to be a failure. It's not going to be the number one thing that you're going to end up with a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Like it's the starting point for you to actually learn. So it's like, should I do this? Yes, you should do it. Do it. Because the only way to know if it will fly is if you actually try it. And then if it doesn't, like you keep moving. I still make mistakes. I still have shops that don't take off and I still will keep doing the next shop, the next idea, the next idea. And then all of a sudden, boom, another six-figure business. You know, like you just keep going. You don't stop. Don't stop. Don't give up.
It's just you really super, want it. Super fascinating. Well, and also kind of the ideas you can get in Design Suite if you actually are paying attention. Let me give this a great example. This is so cool. So we were able to get a deal. Five of our designers got this deal. We submitted a lot of names for a particular manufacturer. I have a deal with them and we submitted a lot of Design Suite members and five of them got this deal and they all got a check and they were all so excited. Okay. One of them was like, I just don't know what to do because she has a really successful Etsy shop. And it's been because she's been doing the program, she's starting to make a lot of money doing it. And she was like, I feel like, should I open da da da? And I said, you know what I would do? Her Etsy shop is something totally different. And I said, I would contact whoever has the actual machine that you do. Like, you know, for me, it's Silhouette and Cricut machines, right? So for me, it was Silhouette. I was like, you go contact the person who has the machine. Go see if you can get a deal with them. And she was like, that's a good idea. And I'm like, yes, it is. Yes, it is. She totally got a deal with them. Like legitimately, I was just like, I was so excited for her. And will it be the biggest deal? We don't know. We have no idea. But I'm just kind of like, there are partnerships you can build if you start really thinking differently and you start thinking like a business owner. And that's the thing we really try to do in Design Suite, that you like start thinking outside the box. It's not just about Etsy. It's about how do I make money? And even though Sweekim is our Etsy coach and she will tell you Etsy can make you a lot of money, which I agree, because guess what? We're working on my Etsy shops too. There's just so many ways to think about this. And it's more about like, what can we turn in your head to make sure that you know what's best for you?
Mm-hmm. I love that, Karina. Yeah.
Did you hear this? Had we even talked about this little deal with this person on in Design
Studio? No, I don't think so. Like, I have an idea.
We're going to have an off-camera conversation, you and I. Because maybe you will want that deal as well. I was just thinking about that. Maybe you will want that deal as well. So anyway, it's all, you guys, it is all about inside knowledge. True. Like, honestly, the more I dig into being a designer, it's all about the networks and the networks that you know. And it's very hard to build that when you're an aspiring designer, because no one will tell you anything unless you can get an internship or something like that. And I don't take any interest.
Well, you're looked at as their competition. So why would they share any information with you? Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which, thank goodness, we don't have that in Design Suite.
No. I think it's so open. Like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's amazing. Like, even this last meeting, I was like, wait, does anyone know da 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 da? And everyone's like, oh, use this program, birth program. I'm like, oh, there you go. There you go. I use this, you know, but other people are like, oh, I have a PC. I use this, you know, like, they're just so forthcoming. It's just such an open, honest group. And it's really meant, like, it's just, I don't know, women helping women. It's very empowering.
It's pretty awesome. It's so, so awesome. Well, you guys, thank you for joining me for this episode. We started talking about Regency dress up wear, but
very important.
But ended up in why Design Suite is freaking awesome, which it is.
Mm-hmm. It is. Green's done a great job.
Well, I haven't done a great job. I have a team that's done a great job, and Suikim's on that team. And it really does make a huge difference to have all these people who are experts. People who are helping. And then, of course, I'm pretty open to almost to a fault, I've decided. Cause I, like, if someone says we need to do something, I'm like, should we do that?
Okay.
Is that going to make us
and it's done next week.
Anyway, it's fun. All right, you guys, thanks for joining us. We will see you soon. If you love this episode, make sure and leave us a review on the podcast or like and subscribe on the YouTube channel. And we will see you guys later. Bye. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.